This is the Mindvox podcast, hosted by Claire Jacobs. Mindvox is a space to talk about our minds and mental health, so we cover topics that can be of a triggering or sensitive nature. We will always highlight the topics we cover in the show notes of each episode's description, so please read these before listening. Please note, we're not medical experts, we're only experts of our own mental health experiences. To find out more about the pod or contact us, find us on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter using the name Mindvox Pod. Hi everyone, today I've got with me Ambila Nath. She is a spiritual business coach, an entrepreneur, international speaker, and now an award-winning magazine editor and quite recently award-winning coach. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
I'm very happy for you to be here. I've read that you're sort of known for your straight talking spirituality, but also you've gone from a high paid corporate job to building a business based around spirituality, which I think is really, really interesting. So I'm hoping that during this episode you'll talk to me about the journey you've had. And also your belief in, I think I read, you said something about the most incredible journey you can take is the one in building a relationship with yourself. So I found that quite an interesting quote that I'd want to touch on. But the biggest thing for you really is that you talk about healing from within. So I'm hoping you're going to give us some lovely tips on how we can all do a little bit of healing on the way up to Christmas. So how are you doing today?
I am doing really well. It's always nice when you've had a good week and good energy. So yeah, things are good.
Good. I hope my bad energy from my bad week does not seep into this episode for you.
I've been sending you positive energy as soon as I heard what's been happening. So anybody who's connected to me, it feels like an automated bot that it's just kind of like, as soon as I hear somebody's, you know, not doing so well, and it's a subconscious thing that automatically I just feel that the energy from me goes, yep, okay, there you go. You need to go there. You need to help. So hopefully you and your mum have been feeling that and, you know, wishing for a recovery.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, obviously listeners don't realise, but yeah, my mum's been put into hospital without, you know, us knowing what's happened. She's broken her hip, so it's all been a bit stressful. But really, hopefully she's on the mend now. Yeah, so I'll have to do a bit of this once you've given us a bit of advice today. I think I'll be doing this tonight. Yeah. But I sort of wanted to start really by asking a bit about you and how you got into spiritual sort of business coaching, and have you always been quite spiritual?
The answer to have I always been spiritual? Yes. Have I known that I've been spiritual? No. Because when I grew up, I was interested in getting readings and tarots and, you know, like you do, you're just curious about your life and where it's heading. So I used to get readings and palmistry, astrology, whatever source I could. But I've always had a passion in wanting to understand humans and behavior and how we tick and how the mind works. So there's always been a strong psychological element to it. The spiritual part, as I said, when I used to get readings and things, I never, ever, ever in my life thought I would be one of those people, because I thought they're up there, you know, I don't know, that they're born with it. It's just, I think it's an assumption that it's just like a specialist thing that somebody, you know, that you can't be that person. And my journey was in the corporate world. Yeah. So I went through the regular education, got a degree. And at 19, I knew I wanted to have my own business, but just never knew what it was going to be. So I went down the corporate ladder, you know, was very successful. Being an Asian woman in the UK, second generation, it was hard for my parents, or rather my father, to accept a female who was excelling in her career, because for him, a woman excelling is being married and having children, and then it's your husband's job whether you know he allows you to excel or not. So that was his view. So I was constantly battling with cross culture, trying to fit in, trying to have the life I wanted but also make everybody else happy. And along my journey, something gave, And what gave was one, my health, but secondly, also the decision to actually leave my family and come to where I'm living today, which is in the south of England, and start anew. So when I made that decision and moved here, that's when my spiritual journey started as well. So again, went to a reader, what's going on in my life, what's happening. When I finished it, when she finished the reading, she said to me, because she knew I was new to the area, didn't really know many people, and she said, "Oh, I'm going to be starting this psychic circle." And I went, "What on earth is that?" She says, "I teach people how to open up to their intuition." And I went, "Oh, okay." Absolutely no plan. It was never life planned. The corporate world, the strategic world, yes, that was planned. But the spiritual side, never planned, never thought about it. And even when she invited me, it was never a, "Oh my God, great business idea. I'm going to move forward with it." For me, it was just, I get to meet people, it's summer, and something to do. And something I'm kind of interested in. But she was so amazing because she taught us every part of opening up your intuition in all the different ways that people may know and have heard of. So things from mediumship to tarot readings to just what people know as clairvoyancy, but it's actually energy reading, which is what I also do. Pendulums, crystals, you name it. She was just putting everything into the pot, and it's like whatever you want to pick up. I naturally resonated with energy. I qualified as a healer well before I met her, but I never did anything with it. And but because of that, it helped me to really tune into people's energy and begin to read that. I did that on and off for 3 years. Again, complete interest, complete hobby, if you want to call it that. And then it got to a point where we start doing readings for one another as we're doing workshops and stuff, and people started going, "Oh my God, you're really good, you're getting on point." And then all of a sudden went, "Extra pocket money. Why not open it up to family and friends and see how it goes?" And that's how I basically started on the spiritual side, by just doing that and then getting actual proper clients who didn't know me and getting great feedback. And then it started evolving from that angle. The healing side started only in 2020, pre-COVID. I went, "I need to use those abilities," because I think having done readings for over a decade internationally, it really opened up and strengthened my intuition. So I thought, okay, now let's, it's the same energy, but let's do it on the healing point. And so pre-COVID, literally like January, before lockdown and everything else started happening worldwide, I was booked out solidly for 3 weeks back to back. And I forgot to even put in lunch breaks and any kind of break, but 8 hour days back to back for 3 weeks, 7 days a week. And then, of course, COVID happened. None of that happened really, but I took it on to Zoom because I thought, okay, if I can do readings online, which I've been doing for so long, I'm sure I can do the healing as well. And I got amazing feedback. So, because somebody actually said, "I feel as though you're in the room with me." And I went, okay, that's great. So, yeah, so my clients have had amazing, amazing journeys as a result of just being open.
So in terms of that healing work that you're talking about, is that what do you base your healing on? Do you do things like manifestation, like energy healing? Like what is the way that you practice? What are the things that you believe are the best ways to do it?
It really depends what you're defining healing as. So healing for me is if you've got trauma, if you've got things that are stuck, if you're struggling with why your life isn't moving forward or your business isn't moving forward. So that's what I would call healing, because they're blocks or pain that you're holding within you that is resulting in an illness. Manifesting is a different kind of healing, because that is you wanting to create a life that you want. So it is a healing, but it's more on the, I was going to say pain-free angle, because it's not traumatizing. It's more having a goal, taking action, and then doing what you need on the strategic as well as the spiritual part to keep your energy balanced so that you're receiving what you want to receive.
Yeah, I think trauma healing is obviously a big one for me and a big one for this pod really. Like as you're aware, it's about sort of well-being and things. So I guess it sounds like there's different ways depending on what you need.
Yeah. And that's a magnificent thing about it. There's no one fits all. And you can tap into whatever you want whenever you want. You're not excluded that just because you're getting healing, which is a trauma healing, that you can't do the manifestation, until that is finished. Because everything kind of interlinks. If you think of it as a jigsaw puzzle, all of the puzzles interlink, and you can pick up whichever one you want when you want it, as opposed to thinking, well, no, I can only pick up this puzzle and, deal with that. But until I fixed this corner of it, I can't pick up the other corner. When actually, with a puzzle, you're going, oh, I'll do this corner, then I'll do that corner, I might do a middle part. And it's the same with energy. You draw on what you need at the time when you need it.
Yeah, that the talk of energy, I suppose I don't, for people that haven't looked much into this,
Yeah.
when you say energy, what are you meaning? Are you meaning energy around? Is it internally? Is it the world around us? Is it all of it? So what do you mean by energy?
Everything. So if you look at it from the broader, then we'll bring it back into ourselves. So you've probably heard the term that we are vibration. So
Yeah.
every entity, whether it's a tree to the stones and pebbles and sea, and everything has a vibration. So that's what, when I refer to energy, because everybody has their own different interpretations of it, that's what I talk about, is the vibration, the frequency, like a radio wave. Every radio station has its own frequency that gets picked up. We are exactly the same as human beings. We emit our own frequency. And when we talk about animals and stuff, how they're tuned into the frequencies, they're picking up on energy. That's the frequency they're picking up on. So that's what I mean by energy. It's the frequency we emit as a person. And when we are ill, or when we are not having such a great day, or when we are having the most amazing day, our frequencies are very different.
And how does that affect us and other people around us? I guess so, like for me, for instance, having quite a bad week. So I would assume I would be emitting quite negative energies. So what does that do if it's ignored or left, or you're unaware that you're doing this? Could it do damage to you or to other people around you if you're emitting that energy?
Yes and no. Again, it's on the level that you're emitting that frequency. So yes, we can all have bad days, but in having a bad day, it's doing, again, because it's all also very logical and practical based as well. It's not just all woo-woo based and up there. So if you know you're having a bad day, yes, the energy is going to be lower. So energy is like a magnet. We're going to attract other things, situations, people, maybe things that they say, that's going to reinforce how we've woken up and how we feel about ourselves on that day. So if you're not having a good day, you're bound to meet people go, oh, you're looking really crap, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, no. And then you're feeling more emotional and not great. But if you're having a great day, somebody's going to say, oh my God, you look amazing. You're like, yeah, great. Again, all the energy, it's what we're attracting. And then it's just reinforcing the belief we're carrying within that day. But remember, as a human being, we can change that at any point. So just because I've woken up and it's not, it's something, one thing has happened, I've got a flat tire, I can make a choice that I can carry the energy of that flat tire for the rest of the day and go, oh God, I had a flat tire, then I was late, and then this happened, then that happened. Or I can go, okay, I had a flat tire.
Right.
And then not carry the rest of the energy, which was, yes, you were late, but then you rescheduled. So always look at the contrasting, that there's, the good and the bad, but where is it that you're focusing on? And then that will change your energy vibration. Sometimes, depending on what life throws at you, it can take a lot more longer to raise that energy back up. But again, it's knowing that you can do it if you are persistent and, wanting to do it.
And that's the thing, I think. Obviously, I gave an example of a temporary issue, but for a lot of us, especially like you say with the pandemic, a lot of more people are going through longer term sort of depressions, anxieties. It's brought out a lot of mental health conditions, trauma really, which I don't think is discussed much, but it's quite traumatizing to have been Pretty much confined to your house for a year, well, on and off, wasn't it? It was that constant changing and that never knowing how long for this time. Are we going to go back into that confinement? And that, even for people that have never had mental health issues, is a trauma that may have been ignored, because we're just trying to get on now. We're trying to get back into life and speed up and get ahead of what we lost, essentially. And so I think there's a lot of people that haven't really, we haven't sat there and processed what did that do to us? As well as people that already, like me going into it, already had our own mental health problems. And then that's just gone in and added a bit more to the trauma pot, I guess. So when it's like more of a longer term negative energy, I guess, and how do you deal with it? Like, because obviously I like Reiki. I do. I've not done it for a while, but I'm into crystals and things again. Not done that for a while. That's the old ADHD. Hyper focus keeps changing. These days, I don't really have anything. I don't do anything to connect with those holistic ways. But I am now understanding that I've interviewed a few people recently, and they've talked about trauma, and how it can manifest in the body physically and start causing those ailments if you don't release it. And looking at trauma release and things like that, I guess if you had someone come to you with like some severe trauma that's been there for a long time and they want some sort of way of help, what sort of things would you advise them to do?
Well, let's break this down because you've covered quite a few
Sorry.
things. But no, it's wonderful, but I just want for the listeners to get the information they want to, really help them. You're 100% right. The pandemic really did, throw people into situations that were so uncomfortable. I have to say that I was probably one of four people within my sector of being coaches and stuff. We're probably the ones who maybe thrived because we had the tools in our box to be able to cope with it. When we were told to stay home and work, I was doing that already. My business is online. It's, international. It's based from home. So that wasn't such a mega change for me to go, oh my God, I'm restricted in my home. But then I forget that all the people who have just had a working life, 9 to 5, gone out, been in offices, surrounded by people all the time, how that would have affected them. And that would have been such a huge change. The thing with regarding any kind of mindset, I call it mindset rather than mental health, is that you need to have a daily routine. And whether you're the top coach, Tony Robbins, to whether you're me, we have a daily routine to help us to stay balanced, to help us on the days that we're feeling absolutely crap, but we go into our toolbox and then we lift ourselves up. So if people don't have that toolbox, and I will tell you what to put in the toolbox, then it's really advisable that you have a daily routine. And within that routine, I would put in at least 3 to 5 things on a daily basis that you do, regardless of what life is throwing at you. Maybe you might miss the one odd day where it just physically can't happen, but 99% of the time, you have to make it happen until it becomes a routine, like brushing your teeth, and then you don't do it without thinking. So the first thing is listen to something positive every single day. We are now bombarded with so many amazing experts out there who are sharing their podcasts, who are sharing stuff on YouTube. I'm a huge YouTube listener, and putting out blogs, putting out these wonderful podcasts. Whatever resonates and is drawing you and you're really enjoying, listen to it. But listen to it only if it's actually pushing you up, not bringing you down. So no point listening to something, that isn't helping to raise your energy, that isn't helping to give you the tools to change your mind, to help you to move forward, or give you tips. So that's really, really essential. Secondly, wonderful thing in the pandemic, we were allowed to go out for walks. Keep a healthy routine. You don't have to go for walks. Exercise, any form of exercise. Again, exercise doesn't have to be in the gym. I work out at home. I go for walks, it can be anywhere and anything, whatever resonates with you, but make sure you're doing some form of physical exertion per day. 20 minutes, half an hour, it doesn't need to be hours and hours unless you want it to be hours and hours. Thirdly, get out of bed every day, shower, get dressed. I remember laughing when the pandemic happened and all these reports of people in their jogging bottoms and don't get me wrong, that sometimes you'll catch me in my jogging bottoms and stuff, but it was just such a huge thing. And they were like, oh, people used to dress up and now they're turning up in Zoom and they're in, their fleeces and stuff like that. And there used to be these lists that went out on Facebook of how many of these are you doing? Are you showering? Are you putting on makeup? Are you washing your hair? Are you doing this? Are you dressing? And mine was always the highest. And people were like, my God, what the hell? And I was thinking, but this is what I was doing pre-pandemic. Regardless of how I'm feeling, regardless of what my day is bringing me, wake up, don't stay in bed, wake up, shower, get dressed, because that in itself will put you into a better mindset. And if you've got a day where you're not feeling so great, don't wear dull colors. I mean, I've got blues and blacks on, but my energy is high. Don't wear those kinds of colors that are going to drain you. Wear something that, again, scarf, earrings, doesn't have to be the whole outfit, but wear something colorful that's going to help to energize you. And all of these little things, start to put them into your toolbox so that you have the resources to keep on calling on, because it's a daily journey. It's not a, I'm going to fix it all for you, when you come to me. And well, I have done for quite a few people in one session, but for people who, and go and see an expert. Do not be afraid to ask for help. Go and see experts. Every time something happens to me, in terms of whether it's physical, mental, or just anything, I go to an expert to help to, release that, to help me to recover. Because one thing, I don't sit around. I do not sit around. If I'm ill, I'm like, I'm going to get it fixed. I need to be better. So do not be afraid to go and invest in experts. And whether that means you go for, healing or counseling or some form of therapy or holistic therapy, you name it. I've tried so many holistic things and I still do. Whatever it may be, but go and pay for it. Don't sit there going, oh no, but it's not worth it. You are worth it. This is your health. This is important. So, if you need it, that is, go and pay for it. Get the expert to help you, because remember, they have years and years and years of training, years and years of expertise that can probably help to move you so much quicker and heal you rather than you trying to deal with it yourself. If you haven't been able to, then go and see an expert. But equally, there's a lot of information online that you can also use. Apply it, don't just read it. You're only going to heal if you're actually applying what you are reading rather than just reading. I used to sit there going, oh, but I've read it, so therefore I know the knowledge. And it's like, yeah, but why isn't it moving and fixing? Because I'm not actually doing anything to apply it.
Yeah, it's quite a tricky one as well, though, because I think there's so many different forms of holistic and, medical therapies and things like that now that it can be quite overwhelming to go, well, which one is the best one for me and my needs, especially when a lot of them are quite pricey. That's not to say, obviously, these people, like you said, have trained and they're worth their money, but so many of us don't have the funds. And if we are going to then find a way of saving it to do that, it's like we don't want it to have ended up being someone that or a practice that didn't address the issue. So it's like, how do you work out what you need for you?
Okay, so firstly, trust your intuition. Secondly, because your intuition will be the one that will help to kind of go, oh, this is what I need or my body needs. So whether it's acupuncture, whether it's a massage, because remember, let me clarify. So when I talk about therapies and seeking help, it's not necessarily working with top experts that's charged thousands or hundreds of pounds. Sometimes it's just about getting a massage. Sometimes it's just about going in bartering, exchanging services. If you know a friend who does massages and you can go, okay, I'll give you a massage if and you can have this for, from me, I'll help you paint your garden or whatever it may be. So remember, there's so many ways of getting that help without always feeling that you need to pay for it. But it's putting it out to the universe, or putting it out, if you want to call it the woo-woo term. Is putting that intention out that this is what I would love to have, this is what my body needs, i.e., I need a massage. And then finding out from the people you're connected with, do you know any people who do massages? And you might find, somebody goes, oh yeah, my friend's just, practicing massages. She wants to become a therapist and she's offering them for a discount. So therefore, and you're like, oh, brilliant, great, I get a massage. And, so you're still getting what you need, but not needing to pay the price. So putting price as a, that's a barrier. That's basically your own resistance to being healed, because you're already preempting or resisting what your body is saying that I want to heal, because you're putting barriers against it. No, I can't afford it. No, I can't do this. No, I can't do that. And in terms of therapy and what you seek, yes, talk to people who have already spoken to them or had therapy with these people. So do your research. Don't just go, yeah, intuition, I need acupuncturist, so just book an acupuncturist. Do the research, because that's the second thing. You go online, you check their reviews, you check whether they were any good, you even maybe have a chat with them, just to kind of find that feel, whether you resonate, connect. I do that with my clients. What we A lot of people who come to me come via referrals. So it's word of mouth. They've spoken to somebody who has worked with me, who's had, the results. So therefore, word of mouth is guaranteed they're going to work with you. But equally, I need to talk to them because I need to know, do I resonate with you? Is your energy open for me to work with you? If it's not, then I will recommend you to 600 other people who I think can help you. So a good therapist is going to really want to work and help you. They're not going to just say, yeah, I want your money. And then, that's it for me. Yes, of course, it's a business. Yes, of course, I want your money. But if I'm not doing my job in healing you, then I feel as if I've not, that there's an emptiness within me that I've just not helped.
Definitely. I wanted to touch on when you talked about intuition, because I wanted to ask, how do we get in touch with our intuition? Because I think for me, I know people sometimes call it your gut feeling, I'm a classic person where I think I've got to the point where I can't even access it sometimes. Like sometimes if it's something really strong, you can, but I'm not good at connecting with it. And I didn't know if there's any simple things people can do at home to try and start even just noticing their intuition a bit more to then use it, like you said, to guide them to find what's right for them or what they need right now.
A great question. Actually, I just put out a reel on Instagram this week relating to the different signs that you're getting. So universally, we are vibrations are being given lots of signs, on how to help us. Intuition is like a muscle. The more you use it, the more you exercise it, the stronger it gets. Mine was exactly the same. When I first started, my intuition was great on the bigger things. You buying a property, you kind of, you're taking a big risk. Yes, no. But on the normal day-to-day stuff, no. Intuition is a muscle. So the more you exercise it, the more you use it, the stronger it begins to get, because it's all about you really trusting, I suppose, this unexplained thing rather than your logic and mind, because that's a way of actually, putting it, because your gut feeling, you can't explain where it's coming from. You can't put a logic to where it's coming from, but you're trusting that more than you are trusting your mind, which you're always using 24/7, never switches off, at all. Ways to start is start small. Remember, my journey to opening up my intuition was over 3 years. It wasn't, something that I went on that first class and it just all happened. Start with something small. Start with, again, I'm not plugging my reel, but it's got 11 different, or just Google 11 different ways that the universe sends you signs. So some people will already know, regarding numbers, regarding angels, regarding feathers, animals, and so many other things. If you are asking a question, so i.e., if you are asking the question of, should I do this for my business? I.e., should I invest in, say, should I invest in healing? We're talking about healing, let's take that as a question. So if you've been asking yourself that question for quite a long time, but feeling you're not getting an answer, just start to notice the things around you. If all of a sudden your attention goes to something and you have that aha moment, that is your intuition guiding you. and songs and, TV programs or something that you're reading, if all of a sudden a sentence, a phrase, something just sticks up at you and you kind of feel, oh my God, this is what I've been seeking, this is what I've been looking for, then that in itself is your intuition or the universe guiding you to something. So exercise it every day. Start to notice the smaller signs. The smaller signs will be things like if you're about to go out of the house and something within you, and I always say to people, intuition is something that comes from, it's like a voice coming either from your heart area or your stomach area rather than the mind, where you just get that niggly feeling going, take some water out, take an umbrella out. And you're like, but I'm only seeing my friend for 5 minutes. I don't need water and I don't need an umbrella. The sun's shining. But then when you're out with your friend, you do something spontaneous, you start to, decide to go elsewhere. And then later on, you really wish you had taken that water or the umbrella. That is basically your intuition. So sometimes it feels foolish, but actually, when you've done it, you're like, oh, okay, I did need to do that. Start listening to your gut as well as your heart a lot more frequently on a daily basis, not on a, weekly, I'll do it. Because it's like exercising. You've got to do it on a daily basis in order for it to grow, in order for you to see that change happen. And then, like with any goal in your life, small steps lead to the bigger steps. And then after that, you'll start to strengthen and really begin to, be a lot more informed on the bigger decisions.
So is intuition then? I always assumed it was just my gut instinct, but it sounds like it's also, you're saying the universe giving you signs that you're supposed to just note it or try, you should try to notice. So it's not just from within you, it can be external.
Yes. Intuition has a lot of different names. Intuition, gut feeling, inkling, I just know. It doesn't matter what you want to call it. It's not about the labeling, it's about the observing and the applying the information that's being given to you. So yes, of course it's internal because we need that frequency to be open to it. But then it's seeing what, because sometimes it's not always coming internally, the answer, because we might be resisting it. So it might come externally, which is via the radio, listening to a song, and then all of a sudden a phrase or a sentence or a word, and you're like, oh my God, yes, that's what I was looking for. That's what I need to be doing. So it's needing to have that balance of both. But until you start to trust yourself, a lot of your signs will come externally because until you strengthen the muscle within, a lot of the signs will be coming externally. Because mainly it's people who are meditating a lot, who have that quietness within them, they're able to pick up on their intuition internally a lot quicker than people like myself who don't meditate because it's not something I'm overly drawn to at the moment, that I pick up my signs a lot more externally.
I was going to say, is there things, because like you've said, start small and do things to strengthen it. And I was like, well, what kind of things could I do to strengthen the, so meditation is one, but for people
Yes.
that are not so good or interested in that, because it's not easy.
No, it's not. But again, meditation. And I think the reason why I resisted meditation for years was because the concept was that you're sitting in a quiet room and you're chanting om, 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 or looking at a candle. But meditation is really, for me, about being present in what you're doing. So whether that's working in the garden and you're just in that moment, or whether you're going for a walk or something you're passionate about, whether it's art or whether it's baking or cooking, but you're just in that moment of absolute bliss and contentment, that is meditation. And you don't have to have your eyes closed in order to, do the meditation. Taking a walk in nature, lots of people say that because, again, you're not distracted with, modern technology and phones and videos and everything else. You're just in that moment of, observing the forest or wherever you may be walking. So that is a huge one that people talk about, but also journaling, because again, I'm being a healer as well. I'm very much about, I'd rather you have it out than keeping it in. So journaling, And I also say to people in a safe environment, away from harming anybody else, shouting, screaming, if you've got things, anger vented up, and you don't have somebody you can voice it to at that moment in time, but you need to release it, it's okay to do that too. Remember, once you've got it out, whether it's crying, howling, whatever it may be, then your body's able to release that. That's a form of a release. So, yeah, so journaling, meditation, whatever form you want to be doing it in, talking therapy in the sense of your friends, family, you don't have to go to a specialist therapist, but talking to people, asking for help, writing blogs, so many avenues of healing. And all of those help you to tune into your intuition. Again, how to actually tap into it and how to strengthen that. Don't label, but just start to be more open to, am I receiving anything that isn't coming from my logical head that's going to help me? But those would be the things that start to open you up to your intuition. And learning and researching and listening to, the positive things and surrounding yourself in a positive environment. But one of the top things is always, always monitoring what you're thinking. Because if you're thinking and observing it as if you were watching a movie, not observing it as a person who's going to criticize it, that if your thoughts are going more on the negative and pulling you down in your belief system, then you change that, you stop that immediately happening. And when you start to do that, you start to really see changes happen.
I mean, I've always, like you were mentioning, you can see signs sometimes, like feathers and numbers,
Yeah.
and I do tend to see feathers, and sometimes I'll be like, oh, I'll speak about it. Nan, is that you, kind of thing. And if they send me a few more, if they are, and then there's a few, but I don't know what to do with that to get answers. So it's like, yeah, do you know, that's the step of, well, what do I take from that, or what do I do so that I know what that means, other than you're there,
Yeah,
but.
ask more questions. If you know somebody is there and they've just given you, as you said, you said to your nana, give me a few more feathers as confirmation, and then all of a sudden you've got a few more feathers, then you know somebody is there guiding you. So therefore, if you're talking to them regarding confirming, ask them, okay, now that I know you're there, can you help me with X, Y, and Z? And can you give me a sign, and you can tell them, ask them what that sign is. You can say to them, ring a bell or send me a text, or whatever it may be. You can actually say to them, give me that specific sign so that I know it's you that's helping me with this. That's the thing about the intuition part, it's always asking, but then we also need to follow through with the actions and not just sit there waiting for the asking. So, i.e., for me, getting onto this podcast was very intuitive. I didn't, we are connected in a way, but I didn't know anything about it. And what I saw a message come up, you were responding to somebody else, and intuitively I reached out. Whereas, I could have gone, oh, okay, fine, and then carried on doing something else. So again, sometimes I get drawn to people or places intuitively, and I just follow through. I'll send them a message. I don't have any attachment. You could come back and say, no, sorry, don't want to take you on. And I'd be like, that's absolutely fine. But at least I followed my intuition through and, gone forward with what my gut feeling was telling me. So the thing is, keep on doing what feels right for you. It's hard for me to say to people that you need to do a logical step of step one, step two, step three, step four. The only way of doing it is Google. And if you want to check out my Instagram reel on the 11 signs of the universe, that will really help you. But really keep asking the questions that you're asking regarding your life or healing or whatever it is that you're seeking help in, and then be open to hearing or noticing the answer that is coming to you.
That's where I struggle. I don't know if it's the ADHD, but actually noticing such subtlety, I does not register. So people will be giving me a hint in their talking, and I'm like, they have to really let, oh, I have to hear it. So if I'm asking for signs, I'm like, what if they've given it and I just haven't noticed, because I'm just
But
not, unless it's right smack in my face, it's not going
you know
in.
what? That in itself is a journey. I didn't learn all of this automatically. I've been doing this for over 15 years and most of my life in the sense of, having readings and stuff, so that's kind of been fine-tuning. It's not an overnight process. And I think the
No.
more you put an expectancy to it, the more resistance you're putting to it. So it's not about, oh, but I'm not noticing them all the time. I'm noticing them maybe once a week. Well, once a week is really good. If you do that, then once a week will turn into maybe once a day, and then once a day will turn into once an hour, and then it'll start to increase. But stop beating yourself up, because the more you beat yourself up about not being a certain way or not receiving a certain thing, all you're doing is adding to that trauma and blocking. So if you're already blocked, think of it as a dam. You're already blocked, you're not receiving the signs, then you're resisting it even more, going, oh, well, must be something wrong with me. People have to come right to my face to say it and everything else. Think about the dam just filling up with more blockage. So all you're doing is blocking up and clogging up even more, when actually all you need to do is go, ah, I get it once a week. Okay, dam opens for me once a week. Great, I have a flow. Then that dam can keep on opening, more frequently as you start to get stronger.
And I guess the other thing I wanted to ask, I've been over lockdown, especially I was looking into the law of attraction and how you can talk to the universe for things. And I think on your website you talk a lot about manifestation, talking to the universe and how I think you even had a really interesting statistic, like 3% of the population believe that and do it consciously, and they are some of the most powerful people on the planet. But we've got like 40% of people that get the concept of the law of attraction, but they don't actively use it, so aren't getting things. So I just sort of wondered, have you got tips on how to do it? Because I'm so scared, because you also see this sometimes you can manifest things that actually aren't good for you, that you think you want. And I get confused. I'm like, does the universe send us what we're asking for, or does it intervene and go, actually, she wants that, but that's going to be awful, so we'll give her. Or do they not? They literally give you what you ask for, which, what's your take on it?
Okay, I love this. I talk about this quite a lot. So I've even got a webinar relating to how it works. So the way the law of attraction or manifesting, it's the same thing. It just, or energy, whatever you want to call it, it's the same thing. People just have different names for the same thing. So whatever resonates with you, go with that, because I'm not really into the labeling. And the main way it works is that if you think of law of attraction as Amazon, I'm not plugging Amazon, I don't get any commission from Amazon, but people just know and understand Amazon. So if you put an order into Amazon to say, I want this desk, and then off that order goes, Amazon goes, looks at it, goes, oh, okay, you want a desk, you want black, you want four legs, okay, we're going to send that to you. So it starts doing its process and talking to supplier, whatever's going in the background, it'll send you a date that this is when it's going to come to you. So you're like, great, my desk is going to come on this date. So if during that waiting time you've gone, oh sugar, I didn't measure if it was going to fit into the place I want to put it, and then all of a sudden you get the measuring tape out, you fit it, and it's the wrong thing, then you go back to Amazon, you either cancel the order or you tweak the order, then all of a sudden Amazon stops, does all the changes it needs to do, and then we're back in flow again. The universe is exactly the same, but the universe is actually looking at where you are emotionally, where you are mentally, that's your thought and belief process, and where you are in terms of actually moving forward and taking action. Are you ready to receive? So, if you, given an example, if somebody in business has been saying to the universe, I really need more clients, I need 100 clients by December, I really need 100 clients, the universe is going to go, and you feel as a business owner, you're ready for those 100 clients. The universe is kind of looking at the bigger picture, going, okay, is she mentally ready for them? Does she have the systems in place to cope with 100 people if we've just brought them all in? Can she actually deal with it, the stress level? Does she have the logical, practical business, setup ready for all of that? And if the answer is no, if the answer is yes, then great, 100 flood in, even more may flood in. But if the answer is no, then the universe is going to go, well, she can cope with 20. We'll send her 20 because she can cope with that for now. For me, as a receiver, I'm going to be pissed off because I asked for 100 and I've got 20. That's not what I asked for. So therefore, the universe hasn't delivered. But then on working with a 20, I actually realized that I don't have the systems in place to be able to cope with anything more. And then all of a sudden, I'm blessed that I got 20 because, yes, they met my needs. They gave me the money I needed, but they also highlighted all of the gaps that are missing that I need to work on in order to have those 100 come into my life. So that's basically how the universe works. We as human beings don't understand that because we want what we want, but we don't get what we want. We get what we're ready for. So it's very much then kind of being really honest with yourself and taking full responsibility, because manifestation is all about taking 100% responsibility for everything that you do. It's not
Right.
putting it out to the external world that it's due to the government, it's due to the news, it's due to, the garage, my mom, my parents, my upbringing. No. Yes, they were your influences, but now you choose. So you have to take responsibility, like we started the conversation off at the beginning, where we were talking about the flat tire, using that as an example of having a bad day. You've got to take responsibility of how that day is going to unfold just because one bad thing has happened to you. And it's the same thing with the universe. The universe is going, you need to deal with, if I'm not delivering everything to you, then you need to take responsibility for going, okay, what do I need to do to be able to upgrade? What's missing within me? What do I need to work on in my thought process, in my mindset, in my healing, in order for me to be then open to receiving what I want? Does that make sense?
No, it really does. I just always find it fascinating that we have to ask the universe, like, why isn't it automatically just doing this for everyone? But it's like, but you have to ask for this, even if it, like you said, you get something that you don't necessarily want, but it's what they think you're ready for. I think I've listened to Francesca Amber, who's got a massive podcast on the law of attraction, and it's odd that she manifested her, which then became her husband, literally down. She had a photo of a guy she found on a dating site. He never answered her. She put that on a pin board. He's the guy she actually ended up marrying like 2 years later. But she manifested this guy, the way he looked, the kind of person he was. But 2 years later, I think a few years later, they ended up divorcing because he realized he was gay. So she didn't get him. Do you know what I mean? She had a child with him, but it didn't work. And she talked a lot about you got to be careful how you manifest because. And that's why I thought, oh, so you can manifest the wrong thing. And I wasn't sure enough. But you're saying that the universe gives you what you're ready for. And I'm like, is she ready for a man that ends up gay? I was like, is that how
The
that
thing
works?
is, if you're insistent, like a spoiled child throwing a tantrum, I want it, I want it, I want it, I want it. And the universe goes, oh, I've given up, let her have it, learn her lesson. But because again, it's the similar thing, but a different doorway in that I was talking about, where the universe has given me 20 clients and I want a 100, and I'm pissed off that the universe has given me 20. But then those 20 have taught me my lesson that I wasn't ready. If you're a persistent, because if the universe sends me 100 and all of a sudden my business goes bankrupt as a result,
You've learned your lesson, haven't you? But
exactly.
you're
And this is the same thing that's happened with this manifester.
right.
She was so persistent, whereas I didn't have the attachment that it had to be 100. I just said I want 100, but then I was pissed off with the 20, but then grateful because I learned my lessons. But if you're persistent, that I want 100, I want 100, I want 100, and the universe, because remember the signals we get start from raindrops and go to tsunami level. So if you're not picking up the signals at the raindrops, which is where the 20 walk in, and I'm working on my system, strengthening my business, and then I can get to the 100, the universe keeps on sending you the raindrops, the waterfalls, the everything to the level where this person then got the tsunami, which was the realization of what she actually wanted was not really what she wanted.
So it's kind of a case as well, like, don't badger, just put it out there, leave it, and don't keep going on and trying to manifest,
And
and
exactly, and
just
you
in case
don't,
it's not what you're supposed to have, and just let
yes,
them.
exactly, because sometimes it's about us feeling we need it as opposed to we actually needing it.
Right. So trusting the universe knows better than us, kind of thing.
Exactly, very much so. It's getting out of your own way, putting it out there, but you don't need to. I manifested the house that I'm living in. I've manifested a cruise recently. I manifested free furniture. I've manifested the award that I just recently got. None of them I had attachments to. I
How
just
did you manifest that? Do you do a particular specific thing every time, or do you just literally ask the question as you're walking around? Like, what's your practice with that?
My practice in manifesting is me putting it out there to, say I want to, at the moment I'm on the Audi A5. So I put it out there and I've got it as my screen savers and things like that. So therefore it's feeding my subconscious. It makes me happy as well when I look at it and going, yeah, every time I see that car, somebody else driving it, rather than go, ah, I can't believe you have got it and I don't. I go, there you are. I know you're teasing me, but I'll be with you very soon. So I make humor of it and I have conversations with it. The car, I physically, because it's an energy to me. So I'm having conversations with that physical energy of that car, going, I will be with you. I know you're wanting me to catch up to you. So I do it from that angle. And same with my current car. I'm preparing it for the upgrade and going, yeah, we're going together. We're moving, we're upgrading. So it's going to be okay. And I know you're ready to upgrade. So you're letting go, ready to receive. So manifesting is very much about that. So if you're wanting to move home and then you're holding on to your home, you've got to start to detach and let go. So for me, it's always about detaching. I detach from the old and get myself ready to move into the new. So with me manifesting all of this kind of furniture and thing, it was very much, I put a thought out there, and then you have to take the practical actions in between, and you have to let go of the waiting time. Because every time, and it happens to me, even though I do call myself a magnetic manifester, that when I start wanting to hold on to the timeline of it should happen this week, it should happen now, the more the delays happen.
Right.
But when I don't have any attachment to it, i.e., I put it out there, then I forget about it, like my car. I haven't got a timeline on it. And then I'll probably end up getting it a lot sooner, but I'm taking all the actions in my life to get it. Then, it will happen sooner. But the more I just literally obsess about it, the more resistance and stress and, things I'm blocking from it
Okay.
happening.
That's really interesting. And I guess people can always look at your website and your social media to find out more, because I think you do talk a lot about talking to the universe to get tips on how do I do that then? Because obviously we can only say so much in an episode, but it's quite a practice to do and little things you can do each day. But my final sort of question about it is, for people that are listening and that are completely like, I do not understand this energy, law of attraction, this is what a pile of pap. What do you say to people? You must have come across people that say,
All the
what are you
time.
going on about? That's just
Yeah,
luck that you're getting this stuff.
and that's okay, because one of the things of having worked in the corporate world and very technical world is that I spoke both languages. I had to speak the technical language and I had to speak the user language in order to train. So when that has now come across in my business, so I can talk the woo-woo language for the people who understand what I'm talking about when it's universal, but I can also talk the simple language, i.e., talking about Amazon and putting that kind of example to it, rather than making it woo-woo that people can't understand what the universe can be. I'm not out there regarding labeling or needing for you to understand or get what I'm saying. But if what I'm talking about in terms of the practical strategic, because everything comes back to practical and strategy and applying it, if that three process works for you, that's all you need to care about. Don't worry about the labeling of energy, law of attraction, universe, intuition, gut feeling. If healing yourself in the sense of the pain that you're holding on to, releasing it, whether that's journaling, talking, speaking to an expert, if that helps you in your life, then that's great. If meditation, whether it's cooking, gardening, walking, actual chanting of Om works for you, go with it. If listening to positives, because again, I'm very much into the practical, listening to positive mindset stuff, affirmations, or just any positive expert, on a strategic, doesn't matter if they're a business expert, if they resonate and work for you and help to push you forward on a daily basis, go with it. Whatever practical, logical, or woo-woo related thing that works for you, just go with it. Don't put a label on it, and you don't need to know where things are coming from. If you receive an email with an opportunity and you're like, oh my God, yes, that'd be great for my business, you don't need to know the label that this has come from the universe or your intuition or you manifested it. The opportunity came. Call it a coincidence, call it serendipity, call it any word that you want to logicalize it. But if it helps you in your life, go for it. That's basically what I would say. Just don't label things.
I always end up saying, well, go Google about energy and the science. There is science behind energy and how
Yeah,
we are, and
exactly.
see
And if you're
what
really
happens.
interested, then I've got a lot of clients who came to me because they were curious, and I was their first person that they came to in terms of holistic work, to the point that they are now my loyal followers and have been for years and recommended other people to me. So for me, again, it's not about labeling, it's about if it helps you use it. That's what it's all about.
Exactly. Thank you for coming on for this. I think it's really interesting to look at energy and trying to get it balanced, like you said, and talking to the universe, or listening to your gut feeling. There's so much in that. It's almost like I'd need about five podcasts to go through each one to really look at how do we do this at home. But I already know that you've got a lot of resources on your website and your Instagram. So where do people find you if they want to go and look a little bit more into some of these things we've talked about today?
Everything about me is under my actual name, so get the spelling right and you'll find me. But I'm most active on Instagram and my website. So those are the two primary, followed thirdly by Facebook, if you're on Facebook. Those are predominantly the places that you're going to find me the most active. And as you said, there's lots of resources. And anybody who wants to send me a message, DM me, connect with me, then please do that. I'm more than happy to talk more, guide you more, or help in any
Yeah, and I'll put the links in the actual show notes. For people that don't want to even look at that, it's Ambila, it's AMBILA, Nath, NATH. Search that in
Thank
Instagram,
you.
you'll find you straight away, won't you? Because I
Yes.
think, it's nice and easy. Your website is that name anyway, isn't it, as
Yes, it
well?
is. Yeah.
Nice
Dot
and
com.
easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. No, thank you very much. I do. There's so much in my brain now going, okay, I need to look into this, get back into this stuff. And maybe that's why you came at the
Well, there
time
you
you
go. There
did, because I've stopped
you go.
doing a lot of this. And it's a reminder of, hang on, you can
Yeah.
try this again, try and talk and see the feathers and see the signs that I'm probably just completely not looking at anymore. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Bye.
Bye.
If you've liked this episode, please help us out by liking, subscribing, or leaving us a review, as this helps us to reach more people. If you've got any ideas about topics to cover on future episodes, or questions about the pod, or you even want to be interviewed for it, please get in touch on our socials using @mindvoxpod on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, or email us on mindvoxpod@gmail.com.